BS. None of this,
hey, welcome to Wonderful, it's your show.
This is a serious episode.
Whoa.
This is a sweeps week, baby. So strap in. Hi.
This is Rachel.
This is Griffin. But no BS.
And this is wonderful.
We're doing the important work. Let's skip small wonders. Okay? Well, no, we shouldn't do that. I mean, the circle's back on, I guess. There it is. It's out. IKEA has these little chocolate cookies that are fantastic.
You can get COVID tests at the pharmacy.
At the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's easy.
We had a small scare and we went and picked up a test.
I'd call it a pretty big fucking scare, but it's a medium to large size scare.
Just went to CVS. They had it for us.
Long story short, our big child is home all week. He is downstairs. We have tucked him in front of his Mickey Mouse television programs and said, we have to go create content for the internet. Please. I was looking around the room. Things that were in the room, a pencil. That's going to get chewed on. That eraser is going to be gone. You can only hope that it's outside of the child by the time we are done recording.
Perhaps more dangerous, his access to adult programming on our
He's not going to crack the TV. He doesn't know how to work an Apple TV remote. Okay. And if he does, yeah, that's an issue, huh?
Anyway, our show is about
Rachel's
condiments.
Got the Cinemax app. Favorited.
Anyway.
And there's some things in her history there.
Anyway, our show is about condiments.
This is Condiment Showdown. Listen, folks, holy shit.
Griffin and I said, let's do a show where we don't have to do extensive research because we don't have extensive time. And
we have no time. We're recording this in this liminal space of no time.
Like a bolt of lightning, I said, what about condiments?
And I was like, yes. And so what's a condiment? According to Wikipedia, it's a thing you add to another thing to change the flavor.
Right.
The
and this
is
okay. Some gray areas.
There's some gray areas here.
I was looking at your list as compared to my list, and I saw some things on your list that I thought, that's not a condiment.
I printed out everything that Wikipedia says is a condiment. I thought we were going to do this sort of draft style.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. Some of these things I will not call a condiment.
Okay, spices, I'm happy to take off the table. I don't know that salt and pepper. Do you consider salt and pepper a condiment?
There's bread on here, honey.
There's bread on this list.
There's butter on this list.
Butter could be a condiment. Okay. Clarified butter, condiment.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
Yeah.
You dip in there.
One thing I was thinking about because I was eating it mere minutes ago is peanut butter. I don't know that peanut butter counts as a condiment because you could put it on like ice cream to change the flavor of the ice cream, but you like.
That's like an entree. Peanut butter, like you put that in between two breads and that's your meal.
And this is fucked up for me, but I feel like protein is, you can't have a protein in a condiment. If your condiment has protein in
unless
it,
unless it's bacon bits.
Anyway, folks, it's all fluid, and we're just going to start. You have a list there, which excites me. Is it enumerated? Is it ranked?
It's, well, so, you know, you look online for condiments. A lot of platforms will say, here are our best condiments.
No, stop.
This is a Huffington Post article that says the top 20 ranked in their preferred order.
I don't care what Ariana Huffington has to say.
Can I
about
tell
condiments.
You what did you know? Did you look up the top selling condiment in the U.S.?
Is it sriracha?
No, sir. It's much more basic than that.
Ketchup?
No, not ketchup anymore. 2020 People Magazine reported.
Americans eat
$2 billion worth of mayo each year, and only 800 million in ketchup.
First of all,
mustard 450 million, way down there.
Yeah, I mean, we love you, mustard, but you can't hang in this category. Mayo mayonnaise, I feel like, is more expensive than ketchup. So I don't want to talk about price. I want to talk about the sheer volume, the tonnage of volume.
All right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
So your argument is that perhaps Americans are eating as much mayo as ketchup, but it costs more.
Yeah, or perhaps even more ketchup, but ketchup's dirt cheap. We have ways and means of creating this red stuff very quickly and easily. Let's just mayo, mustard, ketchup, pantheon. Right? Like
are we just taking them out of the conversation?
I think we take them out of the conversation.
Can I tell you, though, the thing that I found interesting about condiments is how your tastes change as you age.
Okay.
Because as you know, had no need for ketchup.
Not a fan of it.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And then recently was like, oh, a French fry. Huh.
Yeah.
Still don't really want to put it on anything else. Just a French fry.
Okay. Okay.
I know some people put ketchup on their eggs. I don't get that.
No, not a fan.
I don't get that. Mayo, I didn't really have feelings about until I was older.
Yeah. Like, well, you start eating better sandwiches when you get older. Yeah. And sometimes those need a little bit of sandwich grease
my
to go
sandwiches
down.
Were literally like meat on bread. No condiment needed.
Babe. That's horrific.
What would you put on?
Mustard. I would do mustard and, you know, some sort of spicy Italian deli meat. Usually. That was what I rolled with growing up. Okay, but this is, listen, y'all know what it is. Right. Mayo, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard. You know them.
I really love the way you
They're
say
that. They're up there. They're up there. They're in the heavens already. Uh-huh, we don't need to spend, okay, we don't need to waste any time on them.
Okay.
Kick us off. Kick us off with one. What's special to you?
What's special to me?
Because I got one on the tip of my tongue.
I think you should go then.
Hoisin sauce.
Yeah, that came up on my list.
Yeah, it's, you know, because I was thinking about, sort of Asian flavors and sauces. And
what do you like? Like, hoisin is like a special dish. Like, if you're making a special food.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, how I would incorporate it into my daily routine, per se.
Well, you wouldn't. I don't think there are many condiments that you would add into your daily
routine.
I bet
you could put it on a sandwich.
I bet you could put it on a lot of stuff, yeah. I started buying hoisin sauce at the store just to, like, have it around a couple of years ago, and I do not regret that decision.
You know what I looked – so I looked up what it is because I don't actually know.
Yeah.
Soy.
Yeah, of course.
Fennel. Red chili peppers and garlic. Garlic, yeah. Garlic is like...
It's understated.
It's like the god spice because it is in everything.
Right. Hoisin sauce. The texture of it, super sticky. It gets you that barbecue sauce style feel, right?
Yeah,
and so that makes it like on, you know, whatever meat. Like I had some duck with hoisin sauce. That's like a classic pairing. Gotta have that. But like Korean barbecue... Any kind of like sticky rib situation with hoisin sauce. I love soy sauce. Soy sauce is also like, folks, we can't cover every condiment. Soy sauce is obviously in the pantheon.
Yeah.
It's used in so many different types of cooking and it's like always dope. But hoisin sauce, don't forget about it.
No,
don't
sleep on it. It's easy to forget about it.
It's so easy, but don't forget about hoisin sauce. Okay.
One might say it's so easy that it could sit in your fridge well past its expiration date.
Yeah. I will say as long as we're doing shout outs for fish sauce, because like same thing.
Yeah.
Like fish sauce, when I cook with it and I eat it, I'm like, fuck, that's good. Why am I not eating more fish sauce? And then I forget about fish sauce and then we have just old ass fish
sauce. On my list, I have fish sauce, which is fish fermented with salt. Apparently, you can use it to make a good burger.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. I think I've done that before.
Yeah, because I've used soy sauce before. And obviously Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Which is not on my list.
No.
But is also a condiment.
Yeah, Worcestershire's fine. I don't know. I know my dad was big into Worcestershire sauce, but like I don't know what you use it for other than making your hamburgers a little bit zestier,
yeah,
a little
know.
Bit tangier. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Worcestershire. You get an F. You're the first failure on our list today.
You want me to go?
I do so badly.
Okay. I want to talk about sriracha.
Okay, yeah.
Sriracha is one of those things that I think is intimidating because you think, oh, it must be so spicy. But it's really not that spicy if you use it moderately.
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 Yeah, if you use it moderately, I think you should be
I like it. I like, this is an example of a tomato-based situation that I like on eggs.
Mm.
I like sriracha on like eggs. I obviously, I also like it on noodles. Incredible stuff. Chili peppers, distilled vinegar, garlic, sugar, salt.
Yeah, it's definitely a good gateway drug into other chili paste opportunities. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of like a sambal, which I probably didn't pronounce correctly.
I also just like the container. I mean, we could spend a lot of time. I mean, listen, this might be a two-part episode. But I like the container of sriracha. It's very easy to like, you know, portion control.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah.
Sometimes ketchup, you're like, whoa, slow down. But sriracha, it's got that very fine point.
Do we need to, let's just do a quick, just like, gut check, okay?
Okay.
Dips.
Our dips.
Dips.
Condiments.
Dips. Condiments. Yes or no?
Ooh.
I know.
I mean, usually you have to special order. I see condiment as something that you could find on the table in a restaurant without you even having to ask for it. And like a hummus, for example, I don't see that as a condiment.
Okay.
On my list, I have a fruit jam, which I don't see as a condiment. Although sometimes you will find that on a table in a breakfast.
Yeah, I think scenario. I think a jam's okay. Actually,
think it's a
You know what it is for me? It's got to be a single ingredient thing, right? Like a spinach and listen, a spinach and artichoke dip is not a condiment because it's got so much stuff.
But I've just been reading you ingredients to various dips that we said that we liked.
I'm probably not going to make sriracha. But I could make a spinach and artichoke dip. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I think my
We're in the weeds.
My rule works better.
Okay, fine. Gravy?
Is gravy a condiment?
I think it's got to be, right?
No, that's a side. That's a side. Dish.
You don't just eat, but you put it on stuff to change the flavor and texture of it.
Yeah, but like you wouldn't see gravy out at a restaurant just for regular use.
I guess that's fair. Okay, so then curry is also we would not
curry comes in so many varieties.
I love, and I've yet to meet a curry I don't adore.
Yeah,
but is it I think it's an entree.
Yeah,
if you order it off the menu and it's like, come get this curry, like you don't see on a menu like, hey, come have some mayonnaise.
Yeah, I also feel like a condiment should have like a multi-use scenario. Okay. And the fewer the uses, the less it's a condiment.
That's great. That's great then. All right. So we'll just take that out of the picture then. What about an au jus? I think an au jus counts. I think that can be a delightful accompaniment to
To
multiple things. I mean, beefy things.
Yeah.
It's essentially the beef juice of the beef.
I feel like jus is the same as gravy.
Okay. I mean, you said it.
We're gonna get into some fights, I think.
I think we already have gotten into some pretty very serious fights then. Okay, well, I feel like I'm just putting up bricks over here.
All right,
then.
Can I talk about ranch?
Yeah. Oh, God, this guy. This fucking guy, ranch.
I didn't really actually know what was in ranch. I just knew that it was hard to find dairy-free.
It's cream and ranch flavoring.
It's buttermilk very often.
Yeah. And then Hidden Valley ranch packet.
Salt, garlic, onion, mustard, herbs, and spices.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes they use sour cream or yogurt to substitute for buttermilk or mayo. Ranch, though.
Oh, ranch.
Do you remember the first time you put an item in ranch as a dip?
No.
Obviously a vegetable, like a carrot, but I'm talking about when you put like a pizza or a cheesy bread.
I think the first time I did like a popcorn chicken, we used to have, which is popcorn chicken is just small chicken nuggets. And I think we're all ready to admit that as a nation. But as a child, dipping a popcorn chicken into a ranch dressing and eating it, that changed things for me.
I didn't have... I know a lot of people experiment in college. Mm-hmm. I did not have something dipped, like a pizza dipped in ranch until college. We had a chain called Gumby's, which I think is exclusively in college towns.
Yeah.
And you could get little cheesy sticks with ranch. And oh my God. It was like...
Yeah.
It was like the Matrix.
Yeah.
It's like zeros and ones everywhere all of a sudden.
I am going to put with an asterisk marinara sauce, because there are many applications of marinara sauce. Like if you use red sauce on a pizza, that's not a condiment. That's an integral component to it. But you dip a breadstick in marinara sauce, I cannot live without that.
This is dips versus condiments again, Griffin.
Ranch dressing
is a condiment.
But that you dip in?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my. This episode was a mistake. Maple syrup. We love this. You cannot say.
That's a condiment. Okay, that's a condiment.
What possible counter? What else could it possibly be? A beverage, I suppose, to some people.
Canadians, most likely.
And Canadians, y'all don't have to do that anymore. Just drink. I feel like it happened in movies and TV shows, right? But like, y'all don't have to do that. Like, we get it. It's amazing. It's very, very good stuff. And y'all do a great job with it. All right. Maple syrup. Like, what else do you have to say? It's the thing that I'm always worried about, whether or not it's in our house or not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not. And that makes me really stressed out.
Sometimes it is. And again, see, this is another facet of condiments. Like, we keep condiments in our fridge until they get up and walk out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And maple syrup is one of those. I don't know how long we can keep it.
I don't know how long you're allowed to keep it.
We should really bring in an expert at some point.
Probably.
Do you want to talk about another one, or should we take a little break?
Yeah, I think we've reached a logical point to take a break. Because okay. I honestly, babe, I think we need to cool things down a little bit between us. Because the arguing has been pretty challenging this episode, but also the, like, sexual tension. And babe, there could not be a worse time for us to be developing sexual tension between each other. Because you're on your lunch break and our child's downstairs.
Yes.
So
okay.
Let's ice it and let me steal you away, please.
Okay.
Got a couple potato bops here, and this one is for future Joel, and it's from past Joel, who screams into the time tunnel, "Hey, you, we both know this isn't exactly what you wanted, but I think you could still use a reminder to love yourself, even if it's from yourself. You're here, you're queer, and you're doing your best. You're a wonderful friend, a caring partner, and are so loved. I'm proud of you for continuing to survive and maybe even thrive. I love you. Go pet the cats." I understand that for Joel needs like memento style reminders to touch the animals and give them the physical, mm-hmm. that because that's their love language. All mm-hmm. animals is physical touch. That's not true at all. Most animals' love language is like some ham or like a leaf.
But Joel's not ham.
No.
So touch works.
Touch is good too.
Can I read the next one?
Please.
It is for Linz. It is from Steph. "Dear Linz, while 2021 has definitely been the hardest year out of the past 17 we've spent together, we made it through together, and that's what counts. I love you so much, and I'm so happy that we're settled in our cozy little bungalow and ready to make it home. Let's pop some bubbly, watch something gay, and snuggle up tonight. Love, Steph."
That is, there's a lot of options there for popping something bubbly, huh? Obviously champagne or something along, sparkling, uh-huh. But I mean, God, there's so much, isn't there? You could do that. Could mean Alka-Seltzer, which, to be honest, sounds like a better evening to me.
Oh, Griffin.
We have wasted this world. Our magic put a storm in the sky that has rendered the surface of our planet uninhabitable. But beneath the surface, well, that's another story entirely. In a city built leagues below the apocalypse, survivors of the storm forge paths through a strange new world. Some seek salvation for their homeland above. Others seek to chart the vast undersea expanse outside the city's walls. And others still seek, what else? Fortune and glory. Dive into the Aether Sea, the latest campaign from the Adventure Zone, every other Thursday on MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can I go again?
Oh my, yes.
I wanted to see, some of these things on this list that I pulled,
yeah,
are exciting to me.
Okay.
Because I don't think about them as condiments.
Okay.
Wasabi.
Wasabi for sure.
It's definitely a condiment.
Absolutely.
But for me, it's like exclusively like delivered to me in the form of like a takeout. Like we don't just have it in the house.
No. Yeah. We don't keep wasabi around the house because it is always.
Except for maybe the times that we have made sushi rolls, which at this point has been
a very long like time since we've done that. I do like to keep ginger, like pickled ginger, yeah, around the house, just because that stuff keeps for 100 years.
Yeah,
that I don't think is a condiment because I don't usually put it on the thing. I just eat it as a little palate cleanser. So that's a side. Okay, I'm glad.
Wasabi is very pricey.
Oh, for sure,
it's part of it.
Well, it depends, right? Because you can get the over the counter wasabi, which is just horseradish dyed green.
Yeah,
a lot of the time. But if you want that legit grated, you know,
yeah,
like Japanese mountaintop shit, like it's you know, food. Well, I think the street price for that is like $15 a gram.
You got a guy? You got a guy?
I might got a guy. Hey, we can't just hop and skip and jump right over Mustard without talking about his friend Dijon and Brown and Sweet Honey.
Man, like, there's a lot of different. Dijon.
Let's you know what? To simplify this, Mustard, you're up in the pantheon, but let me grab you, rip you off your throne, and shatter you to the ground. And me and Rachel are going to sift through the pieces. Best Mustard. Best Mustard. Variant.
I mean, I think yellow mustard is a joke.
Wow. I feel like
I put it on a hot dog really just for aesthetics. I don't.
You like the bright yellow color of it.
Yeah. Honey, I think if I'm making a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's Dijon all the way.
I like that this episode probably has the most paper rustling folding in the background because it's got like 12 Angry Men energy. Just the two of us locked in this room with like,
damn it, no, Dijon.
Yellow for me is like maybe the winner, second, maybe only to that stone ground, like mustard caviar stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Yellow.
It tastes so good. Yellow tastes so good on so much stuff.
I mean, I do like it, to your point, on a salami, for sure.
Yeah?
And a hot dog. Yeah. Again, I can see its value.
Yeah.
But if I am making a sandwich with just like a turkey and a lettuce and a tomato, I'm not putting that yellow stuff on
okay.
there.
Okay. I like Dijon, but I only like Dijon in very specific because Dijon is so spicy it gets in the nose.
To me, okay, let's do some comparisons so okay. we can get on the same page. Yes. So a yellow mustard is like a Kool-Aid, and a Dijon, it's like a
spicy Kool-Aid. I don't know where you're going.
It's like a sparkling beverage.
Wow.
Dijon is like, I mean, it's like a journey.
Is this the most out of touch you've been with the common people?
Maybe.
I just,
as a child, you know, I could traffic in the yellow mustard.
Right.
Because I knew not what the world held.
Yeah.
Dijon, for me now, is, I mean, it's enlightenment.
Right.
You know? And I just... I only hope one day you can join me, I guess.
I like Dijon. It's just like yellow is... Okay, this has been too much of the show. I don't even know how to... Okay, I'm about to... You know that scene in The Matrix where like all the guns and shit go flying by him as he like chooses like what he wants to
okay,
take
yes,
with him?
Yes.
I'm going to say hot sauce and then like... Just like an infinite spectrum of hot sauces spreads out in front of us. In the if you look at my life span as a whole, hot sauce is a very important condiment to me. If you look at my life from like age 18 and onward, much smaller footprint just because of my tummy and how I sort of grew into it. As a child though, it could not be hot enough. Like, and I could not put it on enough stuff. I used to put hot sauce on my pepperoni rolls.
I can see that. Some people put hot sauce on pizza.
Yes. Oh my God. Hit up a Schlotzky's and get that Louisiana hot sauce stuff that they had there. Oh my goodness.
Can I tell you about a college meal that I had frequently?
Yes.
That is embarrassing now to talk about out loud. It was rice and broccoli. Great. Sour cream.
Okay.
All right. Tabasco.
All right.
In a tortilla, like a burrito.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. It's got...
The Tabasco really made it for me.
Tabasco's not my favorite.
No,
sauce.
I know.
It's very... To me, Tabasco tastes very chemically. We can't possibly discuss all of the many kinds of hot sauces that there are. Because, you could go with the Frank's, which is much creamier, or it's something that is a little bit more sort of...
The Cholula, man.
But for me, it's Cholula all the way. And it's the thing we keep in the house. I know it's basic, but like...
Moved to Texas, and it's just like, it's step one, I feel like.
It's so good. It's so not overwhelming, but the flavor is so good every time. Sometimes I will just go into the kitchen and have a little hankering. And I will just get out like a bag of tortilla chips and the Cholula, crack it open, and just stand there like a little assembly line, just putting a little dip.
Yeah, no, it it makes almost everything better. A lot of times we will get, you know, a food item that is kind of bland.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, well, let's just add Cholula.
Let's sidestep right into salsas, which I would love to do.
Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah. Step right so here the is the thing, right? So salsa is a condiment.
Yeah.
But it is a dip.
It's everything, but I think we can all agree it would be wild to say it's not a condiment. It's a lot of things, but it's a condiment also. So, yes.
You would find it with the condiments in a store.
Absolutely, you would. So, like, where do we go from here?
in our marriage?
I mean, okay. For me, I love salsa. Obviously, I live in.
Ooh, we could talk about texture. We could talk about ingredients.
Yes, and we could talk about flavorings. We could talk about color. Like for me, I'm really into like a tomatillo these days.
Yeah.
Like a green. I like a tomatillo and I like a pico de gallo. I like chunky.
I like
very
a chunky.
Like mm-hmm. very.
I don't want my
chewy.
Salsa too hot because I want to savor the chunks. You know.
Yeah, but also I'm a delicate little baby, and so I also don't want my salsa too super hot. But I don't know. Shit. If I'm at like a really nice restaurant that has like several salsas, I will try their very spicy salsa because it's also other stuff too. It tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
It's salty. It's sweet maybe. Mm-hmm. Umami.
Salsa is another thing as a child I had no use for.
I used to do this grotesque thing where I would push the chip into the salsa just to get the juices, but no vegetables whatsoever.
I think that's every kid, honestly. I feel like that is every kid's introduction to salsa of like, well, I'll take the flavor, but there's a lot of stuff in here and I don't know what it is.
But it would leave me with what was essentially like a bargain bin chutney at the end that was just like squished like a rind of salsa that was horrific, but there's I can't get enough of this stuff now. Whew, okay, I mean obviously also mole. I think we're starting to get a little bit closer to curry territory. Where like if I'm ordering mole at the restaurant, it's like the thing, the star.
Yeah.
Okay, I love a mole, but sorry, mole. We'll have to do a I don't know what that would be moist dishes episode.
You know, we talked about mustard. We haven't talked about honey mustard, and I believe it deserves a mention.
Well, damn, let's step right back for the third time back into the mustard pit. Whoa, welcome to the segment of the show.
Honey mustard, I think, is worth talking about.
I don't, but we can agree to disagree.
I wouldn't dip a chicken popper into a regular yellow mustard, but I would a honey mustard.
Yeah, damn it, you got me there.
You know?
Okay, fine.
I just think we don't have to talk about it at length. I just, honey mustard.
Okay.
You want to talk about barbecue sauce?
I don't really. I don't really.
Okay.
I like barbecue sauce. It's just like, I don't know. What is it? Sweet Baby Ray's?
I don't like it too vinegary.
I really think you need much.
I like it.
I just don't have strong feelings about barbecue sauce, right? Because I feel like.
Probably more ketchup-y than vinegary for me.
I want it to sort of stick to it. For me, the ideal barbecue sauce is like thick enough to stick like. You know, plaster to whatever you put it on.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not interested in like a kind of spicy, liquidy one. That's okay. We don't have to talk about it.
Okay. Are we only going to talk about the ones that are contentious?
Well, I think it's important that we figure this stuff out.
What about relish?
Oh gosh,
will you put relish on a hot dog these days?
No, never. No. I've never been into that. I will eat like a.
It's mostly pickles, so that'll be a reason not to for people that aren't huge pickle fans.
But like a relish on the side at like a you know a German beer house or something like that. That's like a thick cut sort of relish experience. But then I like it as a side dish. I don't love it as a condiment. I guess that's how I could summarize it.
Okay.
Olive oil. The first time I went to a spaghetti factory.
Just how many of your stories start?
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday.
This is a romantic episode.
My mom loved the spaghetti factory.
Oh yeah, of course.
And I think probably most moms do because you can get an outrageous amount of spaghetti there, folks.
True. And it also feels like, oh, an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Olive Garden. Like, you would go before a dance.
Yeah.
It's like an occasion.
But I remember going to the Spaghetti Factory.
Yes.
And they set little saucers in front of all of us. And they put the olive oil in it and cracked the cracked pepper in it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, say when. And I was like, I don't know what you're doing. So how can I possibly have feelings about, like... What's the right? I've never had olive oil and pepper before. Do I just slurp this down? But then they're like, you dip the bread. Mm-hmm. And I did that. And I was like, ooh.
It's good.
Who's a fancy little
good olive oil, yeah.
Yeah. And you know they only have the best at the Spaghetti Factory. It's a factory that makes spaghetti. So, yeah, I obviously you can put it on other stuff too. But just a little drizzle of it. I love it. It's very flavor neutral. It's just like a little bit extra, a little extra something on there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. EVOL, the Ridge, I don't care. I'm not picky.
No, I love it. I love it 100%.
I love that stuff.
A+ condiment.
Are you out of condiments over there?
No, I mean, I've got some. I'm just trying to decide if I really wanted to dip my toe in.
I'm definitely winding down over here. Wow, I can't believe it's been a half hour. Wow.
I mean, we could talk about tartar sauce.
We don't have to, though.
I didn't actually know what was in tartar sauce.
Okay.
And so let me tell you. Mayo, pickles, capers, herbs, sometimes lemon juice, olives.
Yeah.
Tartar sauce is kind of magical to me if I'm eating a fish item because it is not a condiment I would ever use for anything other than fish.
Yes.
And it is kind of exciting to be like, oh, hey, there you are. I haven't seen you in a while.
How do we feel about spices? Do we want to discount them entirely?
I don't know. I saw condiments like salt, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I guess so. I got very into za'atar when we were doing more sort of like cooking intensive meal box stuff.
Oh, the meal boxes, yeah.
So that definitely, I feel like I learned a lot about a lot of different
really
kinds of
spices. I really want
to
do spices.
Okay, fine. Spices, sorry. Stand to the side, please. Spices, stand to the side. We'll get back to you.
Or we won't get back to you.
Or we won't. Maybe we won't. Sesame sauce, good. Sesame sauce is good. I've only used it a few times for a little extra something-something on dishes I've cooked. And both times I was like, hey, this tastes like sesame.
It's a very good flavor. And vinegar.
Vinegar is another one that you could go for.
Vinegar is another one of those things. It feels exotic to me. As a Midwestern person, I didn't have a lot of vinegar traditions, but I know in other parts of the country and the globe, vinegar is an essential ingredient, and I am on board.
I think there's a lot of... there's a lot of stuff that we haven't gotten into yet here.
Well, and then there's also a lot of flavors of mayonnaise. So there's aioli.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, but I feel like, you know, with mayo comes aioli. It's just more garlic.
I mean, what about peri-peri sauce?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
It's very good stuff. And it is another thing that, like, didn't make my way until I was an adult. I mean, I would say just as a child, you're kind of scared of adding things to things
absolutely.
That you know.
Absolutely.
Like, okay, I know bologna. I know white bread. What is this? I'm sorry. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of the things that I didn't know about until I lived in a city with, like, lots of foods from different cultures in it. And I got into it. Okay, I think there's obviously lots of other stuff that we haven't talked about. And
yes.
It's not that we hate that stuff. It's that our child's downstairs doing God knows what.
Yeah.
Oh, we do need to move on to the club, to the finale. But before there, dessert. What do you put on ice cream? What kind of condiments go on the ice
Whoa.
Cream? Yeah,
I didn't even think about the sweet condiments.
Let's just maraschino cherry. One or two. Great, love that. Get
chocolate,
a little bit of the extra
chocolate
drizzle.
Sauce.
Chocolate sauce for sure.
Sprinkles.
Let me. Magic Shell was my road dog for a long time. We had a Heath Bar Magic Shell bottle that was just always.
Y'all took your desserts seriously in your house.
Again, my mom took those desserts. She was the proponent for Magic Shell, but I mean, she converted the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Chopped nuts.
Chopped nuts, yeah.
That's interesting, right? Like, it's a condiment, I guess.
Sure, but it's got protein. Nuts has protein.
Yes.
All right, that's it. We really do need to go check on our son. So we're going to get off the phone. Thank you to Bowen and Augustus for these for our theme song, Money Won't Pay. You can find a link to that in the episode description. And thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the great shows there. Shows like Stop Podcasting Yourself and Beef and Dairy Network. And
Jordan Jesse Go.
And Flophouse. All of them. All of them. We have merch at McElroyMerch.com. We really got to go, though. And thank you all. Sorry again for, I know shit's been wild for our schedule and probably yours. Listen,
I hope you all enjoy condiments as much as we do.
Well, we love them.
Maybe you got a little reminder about something in your fridge you haven't used in a while.
And I know we leapfrogged over entire, probably continents when covering these things. But we, you know, in light, what's your shit? I'm always open to new condiments. What's your shit? You know what I mean? Like, what's your jam? Not you. Sorry. I know I'm looking at you and like, I look like I'm really asking you, but I'm asking the audience.
Should we pick a favorite just to close us out?
I can't stop thinking about hoisin sauce. I can't stop thinking about hoisin sauce.
Maybe you should cook something with the hoisin.
Nah.
Nah.
Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.